Most of our work is in Burma. And Burma has the world's longest running civil wars and some of the worst healthcare in the world. Our primary work involves training local people.
Vores primære arbejde handler om at træne de lokale mennesker.
How to respond to crisis and also how to provide healthcare.
Hvordan man responderer til kriser og hvordan man bringer sundhedssystem.
The area we work in is really remote and only accessible by walking.
Og de steder vi arbejder, de er meget øde og man kan kun komme til ved at gå.
Sometimes we have to walk hundreds of kilometers for weeks at a time.
Nogle gange så går vi 100 km flere uger i træk.
So there's not very many other foreigners working there.
Så der er ikke særlig mange andre udlændinge der arbejder.
We have a home and office in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Vi har et hjem og et kontor i Thailand.
But travel often to the border area in Thailand or across into Burma.
Men vi rejser tit til grænsen til Burma og krydser grænsen og arbejder der.
And we travel to provide help, hope and love.
Og vi arbejder for at bringe hjælp, håb og kærlighed.
We travel and work together as a family.
Vi rejser og arbejder sammen som familie.
Benita's main focus is teaching how to lead a program for traumatized children.
Mit arbejde er primært jeg må altså sige ting på engelsk, så I må lige bære med mig, hvis jeg lige vil sige. Kokser lidt i det. Mit hovedfokus er at undervise i at lave et børneprogram til traumatiserede børn.
And teaching English to medics and other students.
Og undervise engelsk til vores mediciner og andre elever.
And my job focuses on logistics and engineering at our clinic and medical school in the jungle.
Og mit Jesses hovedarbejde er at arbejde med logistik og ingeniørarbejde i vores klinik og vores medicinskole.
And so here's just a couple pictures of us hiking into our training camp.
Så her er det billeder. Her der er vi på vej ind til vores træningslejr. Der er fælden 200 gange. Og vi regner med, at vi har store planer om alle fire
der til, okay.
Til junglen om 3 måneder. Så når Silas er 4 måneder, så fælden er lige over 2 år.
And there's Benita teaching some of her students. This is us. She's introducing us in the children's program. Benita leading worship at a church in Burma. Building at our clinic. Same. These are some of the people we help, the Karen people. Yeah. And another engineering project of building a bridge. And this is another picture of us hiking into Burma. The other side of the sign says Thailand, and that side says Burma. And it's just a trail.
Burma, also.
All right. So.
So we want to use the call of us, what we
do. So that's who we are. For those of you that don't know us.
Okay.
I had a 52-point sermon prepared.
Yeah, 52 punkter lang et tale forberedt.
But Jan said I had to finish in 20 minutes, so. So I'll spare you that one for next time.
All right.
Last year I spoke on servant leadership.
Sidste år vi mange der talte om tjene lederskab.
And I want to speak on servitude again this year.
Og jeg kunne godt tænke mig igen at tale om tjenerskab.
And these subjects are probably so much on my heart because we just had our dedication for a boy.
Og det er meget på mit hjerte, og jeg tror det er fordi vi lige har haft en børnemedicinsk af vores søn.
And yeah, we have a 2-year-old and a newborn, and goodness gracious, they're a lot of work.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm a servant for a demanding 2-year-old and an infant that just leaks body fluid. I feel like 90% of what we do is trying to keep our kid happy or healthy or well fed. I'm sure those of you with like 3 or more children are just rolling your eyes right now and be like,
that's
all right, 2's good. All right, so I'm not that good when it comes to being a servant or servitude.
Yeah, it's so cool to do that when it comes to chain.
When we have to rock, paper, scissors to keep to see who's going to change the poopy diaper. I'm always really trying to win. I was like, all right, best 2 out of 3.
Okay,
all right, 3 out of 5. And then there are those other times you hear the kid crying, but you're trying to pretend like you don't hear it.
Okay,
you're like, I want to eat my food while it's still hot. So. Anyways, of course we get the benefit from it. I mean, it's great having kids.
That's really massive for you. It's dying that way.
We get laughs and smiles and joy.
We find rest and clean and glad.
Yeah, but there's a lot of work involved, and I'm not holy.
Men der også rigtig meget arbejde i det, og jeg ikke heldig.
When my boy just wants my attention, and I don't feel like giving it to him, I sigh loudly and.
Når min søn gerne vil have opmærksomhed sådan nogen, og jeg ikke har lyst til det, så sukker jeg højt.
I get frustrated, but he really wants my attention. Thankfully, God's not like that when we need him. God's always there. Even for small things. It's amazing and honestly barely believable, but it's true. He created the heavens and earth. He's raised people from the dead.
Han har oprejst folk for de døde.
And he cares about our small little problems in the day.
Og alligevel så bekymrer han sig om de helt små ting i vores liv.
Finding our lost keys or something else.
Hjælp os med at finde en mistet nøgle.
It's amazing that we can pray to him anytime and he hears us.
Vi kan bede til ham på det som helst tidspunkt, og han lytter til os.
Finan, our 2-year-old, he can do a lot on his own. Whether he knows it or not, he's still dependent on us. At this point, we're kind of like Finan in our relationship with God. We're like 2-year-olds. Some of us are in that terrible 2 phase. Where we're throwing food, or eating the cat food off the floor. Yesterday we were at the party here, and you know, it was fun. We had the bouncy castle, and there was the tractor that Finan really liked to sit on. But he'd get to walk along, and then he'd get over to the edge where we had the tape, so he wouldn't go into the road. And I could just tell he had this mischievous little look on his face. And then all of a sudden he would run as fast as he could to try to run into the road. And as fast as I could, I would try to catch him before he'd get to the road. And I kind of thought it was a little bit of an analogy for our relationship with God. Except God gives us freedom of will. I mean, he can say, hey, over here is much better. You got a bouncy castle. Over there you're going to get hit by a car. But he lets us go where we need to go. Go where we want to go. Even though he has something better for us on this side. And so, you know, we can do a lot of things on our own, like a two-year-old can. But to live well,
men for at leve godt,
and to know what God really has in store for us,
og for at virkelig vide, hvad Gud har planer for os,
we can look into the Bible, as what he said. So he said, blessed is the poor in spirit. This is Matthew 9, I think. All my points in my sermon. 9:3, I think. This is his Sermon on the Mount, when he was speaking. So he said, blessed are the poor in spirit.
Han siger, velsignet er dem i ånden.
Poor in spirit means that they know that they need God.
Er nogen, der har det? Lige tilfældigvis. Jeg har været sådan tjekket, at jeg ikke engang stod op. Nå, det er derfor.
Er det 9, 3, 7? Matteus 5.
Det er Matteus, hvad for noget? 5, ja. It was not 9, it was 5.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
5:3. Yeah.
Yeah. 5:3.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, blessed are the poor in spirit.
Say det er det der i ånden, for himmelriget er deres.
Okay. Poor in spirit. I had to look that up because I wasn't sure what that meant.
Jeg var nødt til at slå op fattig i ånden, for det forstod jeg ikke.
Poor in spirit means that they know that they need God.
Fattig i ånden betyder, at de ikke ved, at de kender ham.
They don't think that they're self-reliant.
De ved ikke, eller de tror ikke, at de er.
Blessed are the ones that know that they need God, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. No. Blessed are the ones that know that they need God. It's not on there.
No, det står der ikke. Okay.
I translated it.
Særlig er de som tror. Som ved, at de har brug for Gud, for deres, for de her, deres himmeriget.
Many things in the Bible are opposite to human nature.
Mange ting i himlen er det modsatte af menneskelig natur.
And that's why we need guidance.
Og det er derfor, vi har brug for vejledning.
That's why we need to know that we need God.
Det er derfor, vi har brug for at vide, at vi har brug for Gud.
So, here's now the... Okay, I'll read it in English so I can understand it. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
Og det er Matteus 5:3-9. Salige er de fattige i ånden, for himmelriget er deres. Salige er de, som sørger, for de skal trøstes. Salige er de sagmodige, for de skal arve jorden. Salige er de, som hunger og tørster efter retfærdighed, for de skal mættes. Salige er de barmhjertige, for de skal møde barmhjertighed. Salige er de rene af hjertet, for de skal se Gud. Og salige er de, som stifter fred, for de skal kaldes Guds børn.
In Burma, we serve the population that lives there.
I Burma tjener vi befolkningen, som bor der.
And many times it feels like we're serving children.
Og ofte føles det som om, at vi tjener børn.
And other, more often than not, it feels like we are the children.
Men endnu ofte føles det som om, vi er børnene, der bliver tjent.
Because we're in an environment that's just so different from what we know.
For vi er i et miljø, der meget anderledes end vores.
Or we bring some knowledge and skills that they don't have. This is their home, and they know it well.
Vi bringer nogle gange visdom og talenter til dem, som de ikke har. Men
sorry, I just made it up.
Okay, can you say it again?
All right. Well, we bring some knowledge and skills that they don't have.
Yeah.
Because we're living in their environment that's foreign to us, we're dependent on them.
Ja, så vi er afhængige af dem, selvom vi bringer de her talenter og visdom til dem, så er vi afhængige af dem.
So they serve us and guide us.
Så de tjener os og guider os.
Whenever we're hiking in and the trail gets really tricky or slippery.
Når vi vandrer ind og stien bliver besværlig og mudret.
And Benita and I think, oh, maybe we're gonna fall on this part.
Hvor vi tænker, måske vælter vi, eller måske kan vi ikke finde
vej. We usually take off our backpack with our kid in it.
Så tager vi nogle gange vores rygsæk af med vores barn i.
And give it to one of our friends from Burma.
Og så giver vi det til en af vores venner fra Burma.
Because they're very sure-footed.
Fordi de er meget gode til at gå på de her stier.
And they won't fall.
Og de vil ikke falde. De falder ikke.
And we're like toddlers, like
okay,
falling all over the trail. But we know if they're carrying our kids will be safe. I remember my very first year in Burma. And I had hurt my knee, and I was walking really slowly. And I was the last, you know, it's a group of 100 people, and I'm the very last one. And I was the last one, except there was one of our medics who was walking right behind me. And we had a long day of hiking, maybe 8 or 10 hours of hiking. And it was starting to get late and dark. And a few times I told the medic, oh, you can just go on ahead. And every time he said, no, it's okay. And then I would just slowly keep walking. Anyways, I'm thankful that he stayed behind me. Because I must have lost the trail probably 20 times. Often there's trails crisscrossing each other, or rabbit trails and people trails.
Ofte er der krydser og stier hinanden, eller der er nogle små dyreveje og sådan, så det er ikke altid lige til at finde ud af lige præcis, hvilken vej man skal gå.
And so it's hard to know which trail is going to the village that we're trying to go to.
Yeah.
Okay. And he would politely say, in Karen,
og han vil sige meget venligt på Karen, deres lokale sprog.
Teacher.
Lærer.
It's humbling to be called a teacher when you're lost. The trail is this way. So I turn around, go down the trail. Now when Finn and I are out on bike rides, or walks or whatever, he'll just take off on his own, some random, who knows where. And I'll have to be like, hey Finnan, it's this way. And Finnan turns around and starts following me and just repeating, this way, this way, this way. Anyways, I want Jesus to be just like my Karen friend.
I want Jesus.
And who walks behind me. And says, my son, it's this way. John 4:16. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alright, let's pray. Do you want to pray, Benita?
Yeah.